on FM, online, and on the station app. This is Jacaranda Newswatch.
Johannesburg starts the week with a high of 24, Pretoria 26, and Rustenburg a high of 27 degrees.
Two collisions, the first in Kempton Park on the R21 southbound before Atlas Road, the other one in Sandton on the M1 northbound before Greyston Drive.
In your sport, the Warriors win their first T20 Challenge trophy in 15 years, and fan fireworks result in the abandonment of Ajax Amsterdam's match against Groningen.
We start on the East Rand, where five suspects are expected to make their first appearance in the Kempton Park Magistrates Court. That's in connection with the group of men who say they were lured to fight for Russia in the Ukraine war. Preliminary investigations pointed the finger to a South African woman who allegedly facilitated the recruitment.
A search and seizure warrant was obtained for an additional suspect who is believed to be involved in the facilitation of the four individuals, as well as the fifth who had already left the country to Russia.
He was arrested yesterday. Hawks spokesperson Katlego Mogale says the four suspects were arrested at OR Tambo International Airport right as they were about to board a flight to Russia. To politics, the ANC has rejected what it says are unfounded and sensationalist claims published in the Sunday World. The report alleges there are plots to remove ANC President Cyril Ramaphosa. The ANC says these fabricated stories are deliberately designed to manufacture divisions within the party. That while the ANC will gather for a special National Executive Council meeting in Boksburg today, the NEC members will focus on the preparations for the upcoming National General Council. Meanwhile, President Cyril Ramaphosa says last month's G20 leaders summit held at Nasrec has been hailed by the leaders of other countries as one of the best summits yet. Ramaphosa said in his address to the nation last night that this is in part thanks to the mayors, the councillors and the municipal workers who fixed road infrastructure across the country.
These cities and towns showed what can be done when a concerted and coordinated effort is made to fix potholes and street lights, to clean up our streets and maintain our infrastructure. This must continue past the G20 and must be expanded to areas of our towns and cities that have been neglected. This is the time to improve service delivery.
Ramaphosa also said that South Africa will continue to play its part in the G20, despite comments by US President Donald Trump that South Africa would not be invited to next year's Leaders Summit to be held in Miami. More about that at jacarandafm.com. Click on news. And for a whole generation, this song signified a new era of music and pop culture. It was back in 1981 when the music video hit the TV screens. But this is ending. After more than four decades, MTV is pulling the plug on its international music operations. MTV Music, MTV Hits, and its 80s and 90s music shows will be shut down in the UK and other European countries in the coming months, starting from the end of this month. The channel's leaders say it's simple. The M stood for music. And those days are over. People now get their music videos on platforms like YouTube and TikTok. I'm Khadija D'Souza. More about this morning's stories at jacarandafm.com. Click on news.
So on Friday, we had a winner of 50,000 Rand. Yes. What was the correct answer for the secret sound? You see, people are still asking. Well, let me remind you how it went. And it was brought to you by our